In Kabbalah 1, we've learned concepts that explain the meaning of life, why we're here, why we're going through what we're going through, and some pretty powerful tools about how to transform and to begin our connection with the light of the Creator. Kabbalah 2 goes even deeper. It gets personal. We learn how to take the tools we've learned so far and to dig deeper inside of ourselves, to go and transform the tikkun at its seed level. We learn concepts like proactive confrontation. It involves knowing when to talk to someone, how to speak with someone, how to deliver a message. Communication becomes effective. Problems are solved faster without any collateral damage. Here are some other topics we're going to learn in Kabbalah 2. Signs and messages. How to understand what the universe is trying to tell you. Many times the Creator sends us subtle hints about how to change. Many times the cure comes before the disease. How can we tap in to nature, to the universe, to the Creator, to understand these messages before they manifest in other ways? We're going to also learn about pain, its purpose, why it comes, when it comes, how it comes, and how to transform pain into pleasure, pain into blessings. We're also going to speak about relationships extensively. We're going to talk about dating, marriage, friendships, and all the different relationships in between to create more love and more unity between people and to understand why we're in each other's lives. We will learn deeper about different personality traits and characteristics and how to improve them. We're going to get personal with our tikkun. Many of us have started to realize maybe what our tikkun is, or some of us are thinking, I'm not sure yet. I'm not sure yet what I really need to change at a core level. I see how I'm being reactive, but I don't know where it's coming from. We will go through every type of possible tikkun and its explanation so that we can identify with what it is inside of us that needs to change.